Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. The time is now for the Braves. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Swift Billy. She is the first lady of baseball. Some would say, I'm not saying that, but some would say she's the best part of this show.
Yeah, I would say that.
And she's the tofu queen, Miss Allie Mack.
We'll clarify that in a minute.
Yeah.
We sprinkle in a little bit of Dylon here and there.
Can't sprinkle them after a big ingredient over here, you know what I mean?
Who's running this ship?
I guess so. I mean, I'm just trying to help.
You or me? You want to tell me what to say all day? You've been telling me for the last hour what I can say, when I can show up. Man told me I couldn't show up early today. And he's the All-American. He abuses that. He was a captain at Alabama. He tries to be the captain here. He's the national champion. And he's a former Atlanta Falcon. And he's got the biggest head size on the show. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And
Pulse.
With our forces combined, we make up the morning shift.
Yeah, we do.
Is that all right with you? Did I do it okay? Did you not like the order?
I'm afraid to say anything else.
Are you upset that you didn't get to go first after me?
Because I know every comment I make will lead to 30 more seconds of rebuttals from you, and I'm ready to move on.
So it is.
Just gonna stop there.
So spicy in here already this morning.
The reality is I think we're both in a good mood. He's just... being a nitpicker. And I don't like nitpicking.
I'm always in a good mood.
I did want to mention, because Mike, you just mentioned off air that you saw a comment on my Facebook.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
But
it was awesome. It was on a 7-week-old post.
It was.
Which is what really caught my attention was the 7-week-old post.
It was a very nice post from a girl I went to high school with.
It was
clearly
you.
In week one.
Yeah, it was you.
I think this is week 7.
It was you announcing that you were going to be part of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 7 weeks ago. But a comment from yesterday or 2 days ago was a girl on this post saying, my husband listens all the time, and he says, you're by far the best part of this show. And you were like, well, thank you very much. And I was like, well, that sure is interesting. But I also agree with said husband. So shout out to your high school friend and her husband for listening, or him to listening.
So you said you use Facebook for one thing.
Yeah. Most of the time, I would say, yeah, 95% of the time, yeah.
Do you want to expand?
Marketplace.
Okay.
I use Facebook Marketplace. And I'm really not buying anything. I'm not in the market,
right.
Per se, just cruising.
I use Facebook for 3 things. The Cherokee crime thing.
Okay.
For who's been arrested in Cherokee County. And it's become an addiction. I actually check out other counties now. Normally, it's because there's a little thing that happens. Like, there's like some weird, there's a weird group of dudes that when it's like an attractive female, they're like, I'll bail her out. I'll rescue her. And so I just go there for the comments. It makes me laugh. Marketplace and then to Facebook stalk.
Hold on.
It's investigative. And yesterday, I had to do some investigative Facebook work.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you more in the life of Squid. But yeah. I got to be careful with telling this one because I think some people that I know listen might be able to figure out who it is. But I know these people don't actually listen, so I can still talk about it because I'm not going to use their names. But yeah, I had to do some investigative Facebook reporting yesterday, and might be onto something.
Well, I'm very intrigued by that. Now, Mike, you mentioned you only use it for Marketplace.
Sure.
Which is why, because I know you don't use Facebook all that much.
Yeah, I mean, I would say 95% of the time if I'm opening the Facebook app, it's Marketplace.
So whenever I see like a like from you on one of my posts,
yes.
I'm like, oh, that's so cool because you don't use it for that. But it's never you. It's a different person called Mike Johnston.
Oh, with a
T. And I always get it confused. I'm like, oh, Mike Johnston liked my post.
And then I'll try to slide through later today. I'll try to slide through and see if I can shed some likes in there. Like Dylan probably didn't have Facebook. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. I don't know. As a medium, it's just, I don't know.
You sit corrected, Mikey P. I actually do have a Facebook.
No kidding.
Yeah, good. I actually have a couple of different pages on my Facebook. I have like my regular page I don't really use, but then I also have my my gaming page where I like promote my Twitch stream and stuff. And so I post clips in there, things like that. So I use that mostly.
Okay.
I'm surprised by that. Usually, people your age, Dylan, think Facebook is
He's aging out of that face.
Well, I will say there's a hole in his youth swag. I found it last night. Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Yes. I might be officially old.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in the Mac Drop today.
I'll say this, though, real quick about Facebook. The main reason I use Facebook is because, I'll be honest, a lot of older people, like you guys mentioned, are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But the older people are the ones that, like to support. So those are the people you look to when you want support. So when it comes to, you know, posting streams on my Twitch and trying to grow my Twitch channel, stuff like that, you put it on the Facebook, and then, you know, there those you are go. People that I actually take action.
They give you the stars. Here you go, Dylan. Exactly. Here are your stars. You get paid. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today. At 6:20, we're going to have some fun figuring out our most important Falcons for the season. We're going to rate them the top 20. But first, we got to talk about the series that's kicking off tonight at Truist. Mets come to town tonight. It's Spencer Schwellenbach and David Peterson. First pitch at 7:15. This does kick off a very vital 13-game stretch. We have the Mets, obviously. Then we go to Miami to face the Marlins. Then we go to New York to face the Mets again. And then the Phillies come to Atlanta. How are we feeling about tonight, fellas?
Well, first off,
good question.
What's the deal with Chris Sale? Is it just they're trying to get the most out of, you know, and really set up when he starts? Or are they hiding something like they did at the end of the season last year? And they say they're not. And all the, you know, Mark Bowman, Dave O'Brien, Grant, I haven't seen Grant mention it, that they feel this is fishy because they did the exact same thing last year. Remember, all of a sudden Chris Sale was scratched, moved back. And then, we're not going to use him that last game of that the game one of that doubleheader or game two of the doubleheader, and Grant Holmes has a start, and then you don't use him in either of the two playoff games, and you've come to find out he had a back issue and he was on the IL, and so, I'm like immediately my antenna's up on that, but I like Schwellenbach. Look, Peterson's a good pitcher. Peterson's ERA is under 2.5. I mean, it's technically 2.49, so it's not much under, but he's been really good. And this is a guy that, you know, he basically uses – he doesn't have a very fast fastball, but, you know, about 53% of the time he's using either his sinker or his four-seam. So he's got five pitches. He's got good stuff. I mean, he's a lefty, so you got to go out there and you got to find a way to – I think you got to – you got to work counts and get his pitch count up and get, you know, get guys on base and see if he can produce something.
What kind of manager would you guys be? Because I'm looking at this, and obviously Chris Sale's listed as a probable for Wednesday. He's going against Paul Blackburn, who doesn't have a decision this year as a 6.75 ERA. David Peterson, though, like you mentioned, really tough pitcher, 5-2, 2.49 ERA, 71 strikeouts on the season. He'll be going against Schwellenbach tonight. Like, do you match up good versus good if you're Brian Snicker right now? And let's just say it's not a back issue or something else. Do you match up good versus good and say, hey, I want to throw my best against their best? Or do you say, the way our hitters are hitting right now, I don't think we stand a great chance against David Peterson. Let's slide Chris Sale back to Wednesday where it's a more favorable pitching matchup.
I'm going to tell you something. To me, Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach are interchangeable. I know that they're not in reality because Sale is a lefty that's a veteran that is just really been dominant right now. The ERAs are a little bit different. But any given night, Spencer Schwellenbach's the best pitcher on this team. He's got the most pitches. He is the guy that's actually hitting the most velocity right now. You would talk about me being a Bryce Elder stan. The reality is I'm a Spencer Schwellenbach stan is what it is. I mean, I absolutely freaking love watching that guy throw. If he could throw every night, I'd love it. I like Sale too, don't get me wrong. To me, Elder, if I'm doing anything, I'm moving Elder to face Blackburn, and I would put Sale back to Thursday and then let the conspiracy theorists really go wild.
I'm glad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Glad you brought that up, Bo, because the word on the street that I've seen as far as the reason Chris Sale's getting pushed back is something you brought up at the beginning of the show is just so they can have him pitch twice against the Mets.
Yeah, but they already had that accomplished.
They did.
By moving him to Tuesday. That's why I'm confused on the Wednesday thing, Dylan.
Right. So I don't know if they want him, like you said, strategically to pitch game two in case, you know, something happens in game one, and then they want him for a certain game for the four-game set. I don't know. So you can let those conspiracy theories run wild, but that's the word on the street that I've been seeing.
I think I'm actually most excited to see Spencer Strider third Thursday if we're going through the three of them. I want to see if what he did last time out was not, you know, fluky.
Right.
Because obviously, and talked about this yesterday, I've been waiting for the middle of June for him to get the starts under his belt, for him to feel more comfortable. He looked that way, but again, it was against the Rockies. You don't ever really know, you know, what you're getting when you face a team like that. So let's back it up and let's face the Mets, one of the best teams in baseball over the course of the season. Let's see if Spencer Strider can go out and lock in. He's such a gamer, right? And he gets that, you know, that stone face attitude when he's out on the mound and he's getting his starts in that hopefully he can back that up. I mean,
yeah, but
it stinks to even look at the fact that he's 1-5 right now. It's crazy. And he's, you know, he's way too good for that. But let's see what happens this time out on Thursday night.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's where they've done. They've changed. They keep changing their rotation up. And now they've got it set with Strider in there where it would go. It basically you have 1, 2, and 3. I mean, in any order, these guys could be 1, 2, and 3 for this team.
True.
So, and remember, it was like it was Sell. It was, what was it? It was Sell, Holmes, and then Schwellenbach.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're
and
right.
And Elder, and then Strider. Like, so they've now, they have, it got all screwed up out of rotation.
Was it Lopez to start the year or the second game? I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
I don't know, man. That was like April, somewhere. Dude. Like,
yeah, I know. I've had
it. You know how much has happened in my life since then?
Same.
I've completely lost my golf swing. I've had a kid.
That's it. We lead with the golf swing.
Well, I'm just going in order. I'm just going in order.
Fair enough. Man.
I mean,
fair enough.
You know, quite a bit. You know, I won Kansas. You know, I've gained. I'm now at second in iRacing. I mean, there's a lot happening, man. I mean, you know, so I don't ask me to remember how that was like the first day of April, wasn't it? Or the second day of, or the last day of March?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, way back, way
give
back
me
when.
A break.
Yeah.
You want to ask me what I ate for lunch in the third week of the season in the Falcons game?
No, I don't.
I can bet you it was macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully tonight we get a win against the Mets. I do feel the Braves lock in when we are playing a little more tougher of an opponent as opposed to someone like the Rockies. Sometimes we play a little bit looser. So we'll see what happens tonight. And coming up, Mike and Bo are naming the top 20 most important players. We're going to start with the O-line and D-line. Does Kyle Pitts make the list? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.